Let's look at the Gemara again, the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. It seems to be a continuation of the Gemara that we had previously, although we'll see a little knach in terms of understanding it that way, in terms of one of the machlokasim and the Rishonim. I wouldn't say there's one major standout sugya that really emerges here, but there are some interesting points in the Rishonim as we go through, but hopefully we'll go, this Amud in general go a little bit on the quicker side. Okay. So, says the Gemara. Bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman says the name Rabba Bar Avua. Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero. Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero. Somebody rents a house to his friends. Bibira Gedola. In a large... Bira is a hard word to translate into English. Normally, we would say bira is more like a palace, like a very, very. But that doesn't seem to be exactly what Rashi is describing. So we'll see. We'll leave it as bira for the moment, and then try to understand it with Rashi. Mishtame, she's allowed to use biksaleha ubezizeha ad dalad amos. He's allowed to use when it comes to the walls or protrusions from the walls, but we would probably call them windowsills, or other things like that that come out of the walls, the zizim. He's allowed to use it until dalad amos, up to 4 amos. Which direction? Doesn't say. We'll attempt to make a picture with our weak marker in a moment. So when it comes to the thickness of the wall, I'm sorry. So, and the same thing is true in the. Yeah, you're allowed to use the thickness of the wall. In a place where they have the minhag to do so. So, presume, what's that going back on? It's going back on both. That's just going back on the oveakosel. And if it's the makom shenago, so what's the chiddush? It's similar to what we had on Beis Amud Aleph. We don't need to tell you that when it comes to a deal between two people, that you're allowed to do what the minhag is to do, right? The people can be koveya for themselves. You can understand exactly what that term means. Ava b'tarbeitz apadne, lo. But in the tarbeitz apadne, you don't have these rights. Seems to be some sort of little garden. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, so again, this was in the name of Nachman Abba Rabba Bar Avua. Now Rav Nachman himself says, Afilu Betar Tzapadne. And even in the little garden you're allowed to, Abba Rechava Shachori Abatim, but in the backyard, right, the courtyard behind the houses, usually the chutzer is in front, lo, you're not allowed to. V'Rabba Amar Afilu Rechava Shachori Abatim. You're allowed to use everything, even the Rechava Shachori Abatim. So again, we didn't understand several points. So again, we'll stop here, and then we'll go to the next piece of Gemara separately. So we need to understand several things. What's the issue that the Gemara is trying to figure out here? What's the chiddush of this sugya? What's the chiddush of the sugya? And then what are they arguing about? Oh, so says Rashi. Right? Is there any Rashi in the bottom? No. Fine. Bira gedola bayis aruch ma'od. It is a long house. V'choluk mitocho. And it is divided into, or bisocho, laharve chadarim kitanos, small rooms. V'hisker loze echad mehen. And he rented one to this person. To me, I'm not sure what you guys are picturing, it seems kind of like what we would call a motel. Right? When you're driving like on the highway and you see those nasty motels that you pray to Hashem you're never going to have to go into, right? But that's kind of what they look like, right? It's a long, sharp, long building. And, right, it's divided into a whole lot of different rooms. Right, and each one has a door to be able to go into your particular room. Right? That sounds like what Rashi is describing. So you have the balabas.
So this whole thing, right? Oh boy. This is Reuven's inn.
Right? So Reuven is, well, in our terms, Reuven is the masker. He is the renter. Now Shimon comes along
and rents room 2. Okay?
So Shimon is in room 2. Now that Shimon can use everything in room 2, so that's Pasha, because that's exactly what he rented. Right? The question is how far does the rental go in terms of the outside? In terms of the outside. So what does our Gemara say? It says that you can use any little protrusions or whatever is coming out. Add Dalad Amos. I'm sorry, let's just finish the Rashi. So Hareza Mishtamesh Biksaleha, he can use the walls. How do you use the walls? Bechore Haksalim Alpnei Arkami Bachutz. Assume they're kind of like little cubby holes, right? Think the sugis at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where you have all the different, going through those Mishnayos, Bedikas Chametz, and you have the things going into the walls and people sticking their hands in, and the weasel inside, whatever it is, right? There, I guess the way that you build, you're not building buildings like that, right? There are sometimes these holes. So, and again, what Rashi seems to be stressing, and maybe it's just true about the Zizim also, we're not giving the Socher the right to change anything in the structure. Right? If he wants to add Zizim, we'll call them hooks or something like that to the outside here to be able to use it, does not sound like he is allowed to do that. But if there is something that is there, he is allowed to take advantage of it. So again, if there are protrusions into the walls, or if there are protrusions out of the walls, he can put his flower pot on top of the thing sticking out. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But again, we're not saying that you can drill holes into the walls. L'chora. That's not what we're saying. Let's add a dalad amos. Af shelo keneged beso ubezizim ayotze miksoleha. So how does Rashi describe the dalad amos? How does Rashi describe the dalad amos? So the chiddush is that I'm entitled to 4 amos even if it goes past my room. Right? So if in
there's room 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'm in room 2,
I get rights that extend past dalad amos, past my door. Now, does he mean dalad amos in each direction, dalad amos total? I'm not 100% sure. Or is it only if this wall is less than dalad amos? I don't fully, grab. There are a lot of different options how to interpret the din. In Lomdus, the important point for us is that for whatever reason, right, we are given, and this perhaps is even the chiddush here, is that we are extending your outside use even beyond your property that you rented. I might have thought, okay, I have rights to the property which I was master. But guy number 1 and Levi and Yehuda number 3, this is their walls. Meaning, it seems to, what I'm saying like this. What is giving me the right to use the kosel or the ziz? If it's just that it's part of this, so then why would it extend past the kosel? It almost seems like it is a separate right that I have, and not only do I have internal rights, but I have external. You have to put out a protection behind you, then we're going
to
come after you.
I just went into every room on the floor and had it with one marker.
And doesn't work.
Okay, now it's getting more confusing because my pictures are so soft.
So there's 2 walls in that room?
Exactly, right? Okay.
So again, so the main chiddush seems to be is that not that Shimon has rights in the wall immediately outside, but that they extend dalad amos even if it goes past his property. And Rashi doesn't tell us why.
Yes. Does that mean that, like, if there's Levi room one and the producers are in Levi's room, that means that Shimon can use them to get to them first, or
maybe, but which would be an interesting question, because does a renter have the right to double rent the same thing out twice? Now, your response to that, I go, that wasn't what he rented. He rented the room. The extension of renting a room is that you have certain rights outdoors.
Access. It's like if you have the rent room, you have access to the pool.
Oh, so once you understand, right, exactly, exactly. Once you understand that once you understand that kind of thing. Once you understand the other cases of the Gemara, right? If we're starting to talk about the garden and the backyard, so then we can understand that maybe the topic that we're dealing with is not just is the inside of the wall and the outside all the same, but it has to do with additional rights that come with being a renter. And if the same way, I don't know, like when we used to live on the other side of the Heights, I don't know that it was an official right that we had, but people would all the time in the laundry room, you know, chain their strollers and their bicycles. And I didn't have any more of a right to it than anybody else. But the assumption was that there were certain common areas, and we were able to do with it what we needed to do. So it seems like that's what I'm saying. But again, if that's true, then there might be overlap when one person owns more than the other. So again, and this din Rav Nachman Amar Rav Huva, everybody agrees to. Right? The question is, how far does it extend beyond this? But this halacha seems to be saying more than just the outside of the same wall is usable. Yeah?
What exactly are they extending?
Vos me. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Like, what is the Dalai Lama's, like, it's a wall? Like,
which direction does the Dalai Lama's go?
No, what are they doing with, like...
They're going to use, if there are windowsills or cubby holes in... that are outside of room 3 or room 1, the Shimon from room 2 is going to be able to use those also. So again, if you're not doing anything to the outside walls, that you don't have to, might not have the right to do, at least you haven't seen yet, but to be able to use them, I do. So whatever usage I'm getting on the outside of my walls, I'm also getting on the outside of those walls. And that already, now we understand a little bit more why he's talking. Right? Just to say that the outside of the wall is the same as the inside of the wall might not be a big enough of a chiddush, but even Rabba Bar Avua is telling us a bigger chiddush because it's extending beyond that. So again, it's some sort of additional right. Then we can begin to understand, again not fully, the other opinions in the Gemara, which is that okay, now that you also admit that there are additional rights that don't just correspond to my very narrow definition of room 2, so maybe they extend out. Maybe they extend to the garden. Maybe they extend out to the broader courtyard. Now, what are they arguing about? Is that just figuring out what the das is? That's not clear yet. Okay, but at least we have, I think, beginnings of trying to understand what the chiddush is here, is that it extends beyond. Says Rashi, Aval b'tar b'tzapad ne'lo. But when it comes to b'roshuk, you go to miskir bo'a aliyah. Right? If you have the top floor, and right, if it's two floors and you have the bottom floor, there is no thickness of the wall on top of your wall. But assuming that it's a one-story thing, and you want to put something on the top of the wall, so the thickness of the wall belongs to you as well. Does not seem to be a tremendous chiddush, right? Good. Okay. Fine. But what does it not apply? Ava betar betzapad nelo derech bone bira chashuva. When you're building a chashuva bira, so again, when you're building an inn, that's not an inn, it's not a motel. Right? It's a little bit more chashuva than that. Which is, again, is usually what the term bira is used for. Just based on Rashi's description, I just thought the easy way for us to understand it was like a motel. But it sounds like it's something more like a boutique, one of these boutique hotels or something like that. You know, these small hotels that have like, you know, 20 rooms or something like that, but they're nicer. Oh. So the Anegwa Kineged Pesach HaTraklin by the entranceway, HaChashuva Shebok Ein Ginak Tano La'avir. There's some sort of small garden to have some more air. The olden, but the shayim, and they grow grass and flowers and all that nice stuff. The yafah hamara leinayim, and it's beautiful to look at. V'sham ein rishus lazelitos b'ksalim klum shein also kanas esocho. There, I have no right to put my stuff. I can't use those walls even at their protrusion. Why? So Rashi told us why. What did he say? She'eno osoy likanes l'socho. Because he doesn't usually use that. It's an interesting explanation that Rashi gave. And because we didn't know until now what the driving force of this halach is, but Rashi could have kept his mouth shut right after he just described it. He didn't have to give us a reason. But he seems to be trying to reveal to us that the reason for this halacha has something to do with normal usage. And since this is the area, this is an area that's more to look at than to use. And therefore, the average renter is not using it, so he has no rights there. So it has something to do, right, not just with what we decided to include in the rental, but my rental is broader than just my room. It's the things that I usually use as part of it, which includes a bigger space, but does not include the tarbitz apadne. The backyard is called the Rechava. Okay, that's good chazara from Beis Amralov, right? Rashi told us that the front yards are always called the chazar. Then, Ein HaRechava Muskeres L'Ishtamish. It's not part of the agreement. That's not a thing. That's not something which is normal for the average person who's renting to use. And the one who argues, will say one of two things, right? Either he'll say that, either he's going to say that it's not for him to use, but it's still a common area for everybody to use. So it doesn't matter about his personal usage, as long as it's a common area that everybody can use. So then, by the fact that it belongs to everybody, it also belongs to me. The further of Nachman himself might say, no, the fact that it belongs to everybody means there's a difference between public usage and private usage. And just because you are, there are plenty of buildings that would probably say, you know, like the, what we did in our building, you can't do. You can't just leave your personal items in the lobby probably in a fancier building, because it belongs to everybody. Doesn't that mean that it partially belongs? No. It belongs to the LLC. It belongs to the Tfusas Abayis. It belongs to the corporate entity of the building. So again, that might be part of what their machlokas are about, or which things have individual usages versus more public usage. Oh. Okay. Now what's interesting is that not all Rishonim learned this the same way. Not all of them, right? We assumed the Gemara didn't tell us which way the Dalet Amos goes. But Rashi told us that Dalet Amos is in width. But there are Rishonim who disagree. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, he's quoting Rabbeinu Hananel, but it's just an easy way of accessing it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuah, Masker Bayis Lechaver, Bebir Rav Gedol, Mishtamish, Bezizel, Buxel, Ad Dalet Amos, Perush, Rabbein Chananel, Chananel, Ad Dalet Amos, Begova. Begova. Gova is height. Height. Which means, the way Rabbeinu Chanano understands it, right? This isn't true according to Rabbeinu Chanano. I don't get rights into somebody else's territory. And Rabbeinu Chanano will probably tell you why. Because it belongs to the other guy. Right? Like what Ruben was saying beforehand. The Maskir can't, you know, double rent out the same space. Okay, so then what's the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara, so the Gemara has a chiddush that the Dalet Amos goes up. Why is that a chiddush? I might have thought that area, as it goes up, is not the normal usage. That's not automatically going to be included. What Rabbeinu Chanan does not say, but again, I guess we can surmise, is if there's somebody on top, on the second floor, and the Dalet Amos will interfere with them, what would be the halacha? It's hard to imagine that it would be different than sideways. Right? Because it seems that the issue with sideways would seem to be that I can't have it being rented out to two people. So once you're saying it's going up, then the chiddush is that even though that's not the normal, that might not be the normal usage, it still goes up to Dalet Amos. The chiddush might also be that it only goes up to Dalet Amos. Right? Let's say it's a very high wall, so I might have thought whatever corresponds to my, you have 10-foot high ceilings, so kule amalo pligi, right? 10 feet is more than Dalet Amos. Most the machmir shita anama, you still ready to 8. You can't get the 10 feet. So according to this, maybe the chiddush is actually going to be a limitation. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel, between 8 and 10, even if there are, you know, windowsills or something like that sticking out, I can't use those. Which is an interesting thing. And maybe that's the Iker Chiddush here. Okay, which is almost the opposite perspective. But again, what would be driving him? Which is that, how can this be? Like, why should, if you assume that the right to the inside and the outside should be part of the same thing, why should I be able to use somebody else's? Why should I be able to use the area which is not just Kenegdi? Why can't I go up all on my wall completely? So that's a good question. What are you going to ask?
No. Okay. Question on how. Rabbi Chananel, for the first thing, saying 4 angles, is he saying 4 angles above the normal height of the wall? For his first interpretation, before we said up to 4 angles, the first one, what is
Rabbi Chananel only says one thing. I was trying to give two different angles as to how we can understand the Chiddush of the Gemara according to Rabbi Chananel. What Rabbi Nachman says is that you get 4 amos of outside height of the wall.
Yeah. What? Hey, what does that mean?
The chora means from the ground. That means you get the six feet going up. So if your doorway is 6 feet high and then you have 2 feet of wall above the doorway, you would not be able to use the area on top of the wall. It's not included in your rental. That would be the I guess called the chumrah of
the
zin.
What's the goal of the kula case?
The kula, again, if it's true that it, again, what I was trying to say is like this. I don't know. Is he saying Dalet Amos as being a chiddush that you even get Dalet Amos, or that and even if it goes out of your property above, or is he saying a limitation within your property? Meaning like this.
I'm just confused. Does it mean out of your property above? Like,
so let's guess. That's the 3D is really not my thing. So I don't know how we're going to do this. Let's say this. Right? Let's take this over here. Let's say the entrance to my apartment is over here. Right? The bottom of the bottom thing. There's all this space above it. So let's say this is Dalet Amos. Now, if this area over here is the second floor that belongs to somebody else. So then the Ora, in order for Rabbeinu Chananel to be consistent with what his problem presumably was with Rashi's Pshat, he would say that it can't belong to two people, you can't get it. Now, what if there are two other possible scenarios? I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan would say about either. One scenario is that this is my doorway, but my ceiling goes up until here. But this area where between Kovitz and Oz Behadar, right, is above Dalet Amos, but it corresponds to my apartment. Can I use it or not? So I could argue both ways. I could say that Rabbi Yochanan is telling me, you're going to say, well, Rabbi Yochanan only says Dalet Amos, so I can't use that. The alternative might be is that no, but his chiddush is that if for some reason this is less than Dalet Amos, and my wall, it's a short wall, but my wall is less than Dalet Amos high, and then it goes above to, we'll call it neutral area, I could still use it in the neutral area. That's what I'm not sure what he says. My hunch is that he's saying it has a limitation. And he's saying it's a limitation that it's only, that it's dafka Dalet Amos. And that would be a fascinating chiddush, which is that, yeah, you have rights to your areas outside, but it's limited. Why? Maybe because it's not normal, maybe because it stands out too much, whatever it is. But that would be an interesting chiddush. But I don't know. I don't have a riot. Again, so just a few words that Rabbi Yochanan says. I don't know where the original Rabbi Yochanan is cited, but it's very brief, at least the way that Rabbi Yonah quotes it. I don't think anybody says it in much more detail. Yeah. Yeah, Shidduch Kvetz doesn't quote anything from it. Okay, so I guess that's issue number one in this scenario. Issue number two is what is Makam Shenag? Where exactly does that go? What does that mean? So here, several of the Rishonim are bothered and ask the following question. Okay, so the Ram doesn't ask it explicitly, but he implies the question. Somebody else asks it more explicitly, no? Well, Rabbeinu Yonah addresses it as well. So let's start with Rabbeinu Yonah, and then we'll go to the Ram. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, "Ove Akosel b'Malkam Shenagu." So you're allowed to use the width of the wall in a place where that is the minhag. Kamash Malan. What's the chiddush? Okay, what's the implied question? Why wouldn't you be able to use the thickness of the wall? What's it telling us? If it's a makom shenagu, right? If it's a makom shenagu, so whatever the minhag is should be what's binding us. Kamash v'lan, this stomach, you're going to change shem in a yedua, ein mishtam shel ovei hakosel. Then it's not included. If you don't have a specific minhag to use the thickness of the wall, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So if that's the case, then why the chiddush shouldn't have been that in the place of the minhag too, you can do it. The chiddush should have been that without a minhag, you can't. Right? It should have been written in the negative. You're allowed to use the width. I'm sorry, you're allowed to use the outside of the wall. But you can't use the thickness of the wall. That's why it should have said it. Why did it say it this way? Apparently there were a significant number of places where they had the minhag, so I just wanted to say it in the affirmative. So what's the implied kasha? What's the implied kasha here? And this is what the Ran is going to address at all. Is what does it mean, Makom Shenagu? What does it mean, Makom Shenagu? I could probably give you three options as to what Makom Shenagu means. Right? Let's go. What does Makom Shenagu mean? Either. Mean of what?
To use the top of the wall.
When? Who?
The owner.
The owner. Oh, so one possibility, right? One possibility is it has nothing to do with rentals. It has nothing to do with rentals. Right? We look at, do people usually use, the regular people who own their house, do they use the thickness of the wall to put things on top of? Then when we look at that, that will tell us, when I rent something, what did I rent? Because we'll see what's normal. The second possibility is we look at what's normal when people are renters. Is the normal rental contract something which includes that the soaker is able to use the thickness of the wall? The third possibility is what's the normal conduct during a rental of the renter? And if the renter is allowed to use it, then maybe the renter... No, that's the same thing. If the person who rents, if the maskir uses it, then the one who's renting it from him should be allowed to use it as well. Those are, the, again, three possibilities. The Gemara is not clear. So Rav Shlomo Shatz says, V'makam shenagu bali batim atzal nishtamish v'yazgozo af kishay maskirin af kishay... In a place where it's normal for regular owners, my house, to use the thickness of the wall, then the renters get that right as well. Renters get that right as well. Why? Because a renter rents, has normal usage. This is considered to be normal usage, says the Ran. So he supports what Rav Shlomo Shatz says, but he explains why. Because if it has to do with the normal conduct of renters, it's too pasha to say. Right? It gets back to the first point we're making. If all of it is about is what the renters normally do, we don't need a sugya in the Gemara going through this. We don't need a sugya going through it. We just need to figure out what do people usually do. And then that defines the contract. The chiddush is that no. If we don't look to figure it out based on the conduct of renters, we look at the context of normal usage of a house. And if the normal usage of a regular house is I use the thickness of the outside of the wall, then when I rent something, that's included as well. Good? Good. So that's what the Gemara... That's what the Gemara says. If you look, again, I don't know if I wrote it down or not, but the very end of Nun Ches in the Yad Ramah, the part that they bold over here, really just summarizes this point before we see the next little piece of the Gemara. It's v'kaimel g'rava debasu, v'pahal g'rava, v'daka evo deleka minhaga. Only when there's no minhaga. Hecha de'ika minhaga. When there is a minhag. V'har milsa, in this thing, ki minhaga avdina de'kaimel m'chol g'agav na'kol ki minhaga medina. Can't get lost. Right? This sugi is not a new chiddush that we don't go after the minhag medina. That we know already. So the chiddush in every case here is going to be if there is no specific minhag medina when it relates to renters, how do we interpret their deal? So then we look at regular conduct of balabatim. Regular conduct of balabatim. Good. Oh. So let's see the next small piece of the Gemara, and then we'll go on Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Says the Gemara. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hai Kishura Dimetalulasa. I don't fully understand exactly what it is. But it's some sort of beam which is put up in order to give shade. It might be similar to those pergolas, where I think the way the pergolas work, right? A pergola is like an outdoor structure. And the way that it works is the roof, the top of it, is beams that stand up with their, the longer part, right? Instead of lying flat, they stand up, spread out. With the vort being that when the, and whenever the sun is not overhead, the thickness of the boards will cast a shadow over everybody inside and cool them off. Does that make sense? Maybe. Right? So again, people ask about this because they want to put, if you go, because you put a schach on top of it to make a sukkah. Right? They themselves are not kosher schach. It's in the sarif. It's connected. That seems to be the word. So if you have a kshur dimetal alaso, and you put it on the wall, ad tlasin yomen lo have chazaka. Up until 30 days, it's not a chazaka. Bas ad tlasin yomen have chazaka. After 30 days, it is a chazaka. What are we talking about? Says Rashi, lo have chazaka. It's not a chazaka in less than 30 days. Im samcha kosa chaver. If you leaned it against your friend's wall, velo micha besot shloshim yom. And within 30 days, he has not protested. Lo have chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Little and velo ma that he can complain and say piyasticha b'maos at olam that I already paid you. Because for 30 days, if it's normal, it's not a rag that he paid, because people aren't makpid. He just needs a little bit of shade. You know, he's having a party, he needs a little bit of shade. He's going to do it. Oh. So, so for up to 30 days, it is not a chazaka. So, what is the subject? What is the subject of this Gemara according to Rashi? It's the same thing that we were talking about last week, what we called Cheskas Tashmishin. I am using your thing. At what point does it become a raya? At what point does it become a raya that if you didn't say anything and I'm still using it, that it must be that I purchased it from you. The Tosfos disagrees. Says Tosfos on top of Abamaviz. Haikshu Tomasa Omer Benotam de Amas Nisen Koi. It's going back on our Mishnah. Not going on Chezkas Tashmishin. It's going on what's the din of our Mishnah. Is the Megalgin Levos HaKol. At what point am I getting Hana'a from something that you built that I have to pay for it? And now when is it clear that I can say that that I must have contributed my part? Bechezkas Shenasa, Bechezkas Shelonasa. That whole issue. Down with Zizekar, Da'ad Shloshim Yom Lo'av Yechazaka. For up to 30 days, it's not a Chazaka. And therefore we presume he did not pay. Mikan va'ilach, from then on, have a b'chezka shenasan. And after that, it is b'chezka shenasan. V'asi shaper d'nak te'achav b'chezka sabatim. And that's why it's written here and not in chezka sabatim. Chezka sabatim is about chezkas gimel shanim. It's about chezkas gimel shanim. So again, it's two very different sugyas according to different Rishonim. According to Rashi, we're talking about Chezkas Tashmishin usage. And according to Rabbi Yonatan, it has nothing to do with it. Now, the Chora, if the sugya is talking about Chezkas Tashmishin, then we have a Raya for what we were talking about on Thursday. What was the question we were talking about on Thursday? We said that there are two different categories of chazaka. There's a chezkas karkaos, and there's a chezkas tashmishin. Chezkas karkaos requires two things according to everybody. It requires a taina, and it requires gimel shanim. It requires 3 years. We were trying to figure out, and we had various options in the Rishonim, as to what's the case by chezkas tashmishin. Does it require one? Does it require none? Does it require both? Now, l'chora, according, if you understand like Rashi, then it is a raya berura that chezkas tashmishin does not require gimel shanim. Right? Because the case here is 30 days. And the topic is Cheskas Tashmishin. And the topic is Cheskas Tashmishin. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different topic. So there is no raya whatsoever. But the Chora, anybody that learns this Gemara as talking about Cheskas Tashmishin is going to then have to learn that the Cheskas Tashmishin does not require Gimel Shanim. Right? Is that connection clear? Oh. So that l'chora comes out of the Gemara. All right, we saw this a little bit, I think, last time in the Ran. Right, the Ran repeats over here in Amar Avin Akshinah Zotash Yom Levechazak. Kfarka Savti Lamala, Shabbeinu Tan Zal Pirish Damas Nisin Koi. Ava Minagononim Zal Amru Delo Koi Masis Al Bimisha Bar Lahaksik Al Kosa Chaver Betainas Mechila. You needed a Taina, but Lom Demigan Shein Kol Achazak Al Shavos. But not all Chazakas are the same. Eliga Chazaka the Shalashon, but Bill Machmas Taino did not come out of Kochazaka Taino in a Chazaka. So some require 3 years and some do not require 3 years. Is it possible to have it both ways? Or not? The Baal HaMor though makes a suggestion. And maybe you can have it both. Maybe you can learn this Gemara as Cheskas Tashmishin, and yet learn that Cheskas Tashmishin is not in 30 days. How on earth is that possible? How is that possible? So says the Baal HaMa'or like this. It's in the newer printings and words on Daf Tes and the Daf Beharif. You can listen outside if you want. Hadamir Mishud Malazu Basu Basu Yom and Havi Chazaka. Lav leMemra DeLoboin and Shaloshanim Kemoshe Damu Harbe Mechach Mehador. Don't think that this proves that Cheskas Tashmishin does not require three years, like many of the Chachamim in the generation imagined. Okay, obviously you feel so much strongly about this. So what's the pshat? What's an alternative pshat? Elo b'cheshbon shaloshana min hashir hazev ve'ilach. Interesting vort. If you assume, what's the whole idea of Cheskas Tashmishin? Why should it be that after whatever amount of time it is, that there's any sort of raya? So again, the Rishonim say it in different ways, but the common theme in all the Rishonim is that if I saw you doing it to my property for an extended period of time, we have to define extended period of time, and I didn't say anything, it's a raya that you don't care, and therefore it supports me. Oh. So it says about more like this. It says, when it comes to Cheskas Tashmishin, our Gemara is telling us that for less than 30 days, nobody minds. Nobody minds. So he says, you know what? The first 30 days can't count towards the Chazaka of Gimel Shana. Meaning, according to the Baal HaMor, for the Chazaka of Cheskas Tashmishin, you need 3 years plus 30 days. That's what our Gemara is saying. It says, Haikshur Dimital Basa, there's no chazaka for 30 days. It's not the pshat that after 30 days I have a chazaka. The pshat is that the first 30 days don't count towards any chazakas. Nobody minds for 30 days. So you need 3 years, based on the Gemara's in Chazkas Abatim, of the time in which a person should have protested and didn't. But there was no reason that anybody should have protested during the first 30 days. Therefore, Chazkas Tashmishin actually comes out longer than the Chazakah on Karkos. Right, our Gemara, which all the other Rishonim learned as a Kula, the Baal Amor learned it as a Chumrah in the Halachas of Chazakos. It's wild. Interesting though, is the next line that he says. But Yesh Tefar Tekeb Shuta Vamas Tisan Kol the Mal Mei Rabbos Chesul Nasan Shver Shina 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 Shver Shina 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 Shina. Meaning, but I think the simple Pshat of the Gemara is like a bit of time. He's comfortable reading the Gemara as having nothing to do with Chizkas Tashmishin. However, he is not comfortable saying that this Gemara is going to be a Raya like so many of the Rishonim learned, whether it's Rashi, quoted in the Ran, and then Rabbeinu Yonah. So many of the Rishonim learned that this Gemara shows you don't need Gimel Shanim. You don't need Gimel Shanim. And their Raya, like, Gimel Shanim has to do with the Shtar, it has nothing to do with this. So my English Mikla Sina, but for some reason, and again, I think the burden of proof is really on the Baal Amor. Right? He's the one that's saying the bigger Kiddush. For some reason, he just it seems to be assumed, again, it could be there's a deeper pshat to it also, but that all the parsha of Chazakah is one. The parsha of Chazakah is one. And Chazakah Tashmishin is just another form. And therefore, it's not mistaber to him that they're going to, that a major detail, such as Gimel Shanim, is not going to exist by Chazkas Tashmishin. He can't fathom it. And therefore he says, there is no Raya for Gemara. The only Gemara that you can bring is an absolute, we thought, no ironclad Raya, was this Gemara. He says, no, I don't think you see it as a Raya Gemur and our Gemara. But again, most of the Rishonim who don't learn the Gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, Assume that we do have a raya here. Okay, let's finish up this last piece about sukkah. Question? No? Says the Gemara. V'i sukkah de mitzvahi. We just said that for 30 days it needs for a chazakah. But if it's a sukkah which is used for the mitzvah sukkah, ad shvi yomen lo habi chazakah, baser shvi yomen habi chazakah. If you leave it up for more than 7 days, then it's a chazakah. First 7 days are not. And again, you can learn in the same things. So the Baal Amor will say nobody minds for seven. It's not. It doesn't help in terms of that issue at all. V'chadre betina, and if you attach it with some sort of cement, l'al tarve chazakah. A person should mind right away. What's up with the sukkah shel mitzvah bit? Oh, Rashi says v'im sukkah the mitzvah the baser zayin have the chazakah. The kevin the shavke Allah Yosef and Etzorah Chadonim Chuyay. Person leaves up his sukkah for too long, and it's a in somebody else's space or leaning against somebody else's wall. Of course, you're going to protest. Tosos in Rashi at the Rashbam, right? We have these occasionally. Umidelo Micha, from the fact that he didn't protest, ikula meima, there's that piece of a mouse. Adolam, he already paid him. Shekein Darkam, he falls to Gosna, Etzorah Kalashanim. Because sometimes they left him up for a long period of time. V'ilkach miyadach ha'idayin ha'im chazak and you leave the 7 days, it's chazakwa. D'lo damu l'sukkah d'matah l'asa. It's not like the sukkah which is just put up for shade. D'lo ha'va chazak ha'it l'asin yomen, which is not, does not get a chazakwa for 30 days. Ta'ahim itzel ba'amo, that's only for shade. D'abda. Ava sukkah zu tzorach ko yomos ha'chag she'vichol shana asa'a. But this sukkah which is for all the days of the holiday, Shebechol Shana Asa. That doesn't read right what he's Shebechol Hashanah, Shebechol Hashanah, for all year long. Meaning, it's an interesting mitzias. I almost wonder if it's true. The assumption is that everybody takes down their sukkah right away after sukkahs. I don't know. Sometimes it takes me a little while to take the sukkah after sukkahs. But, okay, that's the assumption. What's pshat 7 days? What's pshat 7 days? Taking down the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. If you don't take down the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah and you leave it up for Shemini Atzeres, let's assume you're second year in Eretz Yisrael. So we need the sukkah for Shemini Atzeres. And actually, they don't need the sukkah. If you don't take down the sukkah, are you allowed to take down the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah? Why does the Gemara say 7 days? Why does the Gemara say 7 days? So Tosu says, Ad Shevi Yomei, Lav Davka Shiva. Doesn't mean it. Everybody knows sukkah, pasukas, teishu, shivas, yom. So it says it. Bishmin atzeres, so you call this story. You can't take down the sukkah and shmin atzeres. You're not taking it down. You're not taking it down before. It means after sukkahs. It means after sukkahs. But we're not assuming that a person is going to take it down. Going to take it down any sooner than after sukkahs. Okay. So Yaramai asks her the same question. What's going on with the sukkah business? The chitema may have a leva the sukkah biyoma the shvi. You want him to take it down on the 7th day. Hatanon sukkah shiva keitzad. Gomer melecha lagadir sukkasa. Even if you're done with your sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah, you shouldn't take it down right away. To after the mesarmei sudasa beni shimshu bar mechava. Maybe you're still going to be hungry at the end of the day. Vodam to gamin that shvi yom la bechazaka. But the shvi yom la bechazaka shmami not the kul shiva. You're allowed to have there all 7 days. So it can't be that you have to get on the 7th. And the salka below the shvi, you can't take it down on the 8th. So the olam the master lady on the shvi, samach benash mashkos. How you're expected to take it down at the end of bena, at the very end of Hoshana Rabbah. The chitin of the mesav abiyom mishdishmini. You have to sit in the sukkah without a bracha on Shemini Atzeres. They only sit until evening. The Gemara says you have to take something. Wow. Wow. Strange pshat. Look in the bolded part of the Yad Rama, the next paragraph, and I'll finish with this. He has an interesting alternative way of reading the Gemara. And again, it might not be the simplest way, but in light of these kashas, because it's just so strange. It says, Shvi Tosu does, that didn't mean it. Okay, here. It's not the most satisfying answer in the world. El Mistabra, the Hodda Kamini Sukkah, the Mitzvah, we're talking about a Sukkah, which is her Mitzvah, Ad Shavi Yomai Lava Chazaka, we're saying then a Chazaka, Labidis Kamini Yomai Sukkah, Bereshi Kamrinan. We're not talking about a situation in which Sukkahs came out at the beginning of the 30-day period. Dim King Lava Chazaka, the Basil Plus in Yomai, no! You need 30 days! El Mistabra, the Hodda Basil Plus in Yomai Kai. Vasifa, the Mosaka, the Kamini, the Basil Plus in Yomai, the Chazaka, comes at the end of the period of the 30 days. At the end of the period of the 30 days. If right after the 30 days, so you think you have your, I'm good, right? I have my chazakah, but then sukkahs comes right away. It's a chumrah. That if I put up the sukkah on day one, I put up the sukkah on day one, and now it's been up 29 days, and I'm all excited. Tomorrow's going to be my chazaka day, but it's the first day of sukkahs. So now it's going to be up for 7 more days. So when does my chazaka kick in? I think my chazaka comes here on day 30, and now I'm good. Says the Araman, no. The chazaka only comes in after sukkahs. After sukkahs. Why? Mistaber.
So, okay, maybe you put up a little bit of sukkahs. I'm going to let you because of sukkahs. Oh, if it has to do it, but you leave it up after sukkahs, so the chiddush then, according to Ramah, is that against the sukkah, it's going to take whatever, 36, 37 days in order to be a chazakah. But less than that, that's a good pshat of Gemara. It's a good pshat of Gemara. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Otherwise, you have to say there's something about a sukkah which is done for a mitzvah. I don't want your mitzvah in my property. I don't know, this is strange. If it's not a sukkah, the mitzvah, then it can be get 30 days. But what is for the mitzvah, I want your sukkah out. I don't know. It seems a little bit strange. The Adama is a beautiful pshat, because it really gets into why is it? Why is it that the Chazkas Hashmishim works? Is because a person should have said something. But if you put it up early for sukkahs, and even if it's going to extend beyond, he doesn't say anything, he's letting you do the mitzvah. Once that's over, though, then obviously he minds, and if he doesn't say anything at that point, then the chazakah is going to kick in, and we're mitzvah for two. Okay, Rabbi Zayin.